Game one of a doubleheader between the Mets and Nationals. There's Wilmer Flores. Let's see what kind of a day he has. But first, we'll get to his Drubal Cabrera facing Eric Fetty in the first.
Fetty was 3-3, 3.04 ERA at Harrisburg. And a swing and a drive to deep right. This one way back, and it is gone. Goodbye. A line drive home run into the Nationals bullpen. On a 2-0 changeup to his Drubal Cabrera, his 10th home run of the year. RBIs 37, 38, and 39. And the Mets are off to a flying start. Fetty off to a rough start.
The kick and the pitch. Swinging a long drive to left. This is way back. It's going, and it is gone. A two-run homer for Wilmer Flores into section 105. That's a career-best 17th home run, his second of the series. And it comes two pitches after the walk, and it's 5-0 Mets.
Blanton's into the wind and the 0-2. Swing and a drive hit well to center. Taylor going back, still back, way back at the wall, and it's gone. Amed Rosario gets hold of a Joe Blanton 92-mile-an-hour fastball that was left up, and he drives it over the center field wall to the left of the stands, to the right of the 402 marker. That's a pretty big poke here at Nationals Park. And Rosario has his fourth home run in the major leagues. And he has put the Mets back in front here at the top of the eighth inning by the score of 6-5. Towards the middle, everybody on the left side. The pitch, swing and a ground ball, base hit, right center field. Jackson around second. He's on his way to third. The ball's misplayed in the outfield. Jackson around third, being waved home. Throw to the plate. He is out at the plate. He is out at the plate, and the game is over. The ball was misplayed between the outfielders. Jackson, a pitcher running the bases, not a great turnaround, second to third. Might have been a little surprised to get the wave home by Bobby Henley. And a risky play with a pitcher diving headfirst into home plate with his left arm. Darnold blocked off the plate. I don't know if the Nationals are contending that he blocked the plate illegally. The Nationals, here comes Dusty Baker out now.
Yep, you got to challenge this because otherwise the game is over. Headset's coming off.
And the ruling is out, and the game is over.
Dusty Baker and the Nationals come up short in game one of the doubleheader as they lose to the Mets 6-5. Here's what Baker had to say about the loss.
Well, I mean, we thought that he blocked the plate. He didn't give him a lane. And it didn't take him very long to make that decision. From New York, but from where I was, looked like he didn't have any chance of touching the plate, and that's what it looked like to me.
What did you think about the center?
Pardon?
What did you think about?
Yeah, I mean, when the guy overran it out there, they got to make, two perfect throws, to get him at the plate. And Jackson runs well. That same inning. From where we were, it was clearly a foul tip. We wanted him to go get some help. And he said he would have overruled it, had somebody said that he foul tipped it. And so, that was a series of bad events, for us.
Which play was the foul tip?
Foul tip was on Diaz.
So did you think it was pretty obvious that you had a pretty good case for the replay there at the end of the game?
Yeah, I had a good case both times, I thought. On the foul tip and the replay. You guys probably saw it on TV in slow-mo. But, clearly that was a foul tip, and clearly they didn't give him a lane to try to touch the plate. I thought they changed those rules for that purpose, to protect the catcher. But what happens when the catchers, don't protect themselves? Is that okay? That was a tough one to lose because we came back big time. And Joe had him, he had him 0-2, was going to waste a pitch, and then, didn't get back to the next pitch. The ball was over his head. And, I don't know how many men we left on base. We didn't get the bunt down. We left a lot of runners on base. I don't know how many we left on base, 12, 13 guys on base. And, we were one hit away from taking that game.
Did you notice at all that Fetty's velocity was down? It looked like he was a little bit lower than he
Yeah, I couldn't tell between his changeup and his fastball, because they were saying changeup on the board up there, but looked like they were fastballs, you know, to me. So, you know, he wasn't throwing as hard as he usually does.
Is that a cause for concern at all, or any reason?
I mean, I don't know. I think he has under 100 innings, you know, this year. So, you know, I don't know what the problem is.
Edwin come out of the slide into the plate okay?
Yeah, well, so far, yeah. You know, you hate to see your pitcher hit for a slide, but it's a natural reaction when you're running the bases and you can see the catcher, you know, is gonna tag you out. So I'll have to check with Edwin, you know, which we don't really like in running pitchers, but, you know, we really didn't have a real choice right there. Yeah, he had an excellent game. I mean, he had a real good game. And, you know, we'll just have to come back and get him in the second game.
Did you guys get the news on Sanchez? Was he here today?
Yeah, he's here today. No, he wasn't available, but he's here. You know, you don't want to take a chance of something happening, or if you get hit in the chest again or a double play or something. So, you know, The reports were, you know, nothing was broken. You know, he had a contusion in the lungs.
Game two of the doubleheader will have Seth Lugo on the hill for the Mets and Tanner Roark on the hill for the Nationals.